Big topics, big ideas, big sky. Montana Talks.
You know, a while back, we had an email in our inbox here from Kira Gifford with the Mason Moore Foundation. And, of course, Kira and her husband, great military family. They got a great the V-42 fitness gym in Three Forks and just a great patriotic military family, but also big supporters of our first responders out there as well. But Kira said, hey, we got an event coming up in Kalispell here later this year. Could we join you on the show to talk about it? And said, yeah, heck yeah, let's get it on the calendar. And so our producer, Caden, got the interview scheduled on the calendar. And usually we don't book things out too far in advance just because, you know, you never know what's going to happen with the news of the day, et cetera. And sometimes it's easier to book something the day before than, you know, a month before or something. But this is so important. We wanted to get this on the calendar, especially with the incredible work that the Mason Moore Foundation does here. And Kira Gifford, great to see you in studio even. This is a nice surprise. I thought it might be over the phone line, so yeah. It's great to see you in person.
Thank you so much for having us. It's worth the trek out here. So
yeah, we on Monday, and the reason why I talk about calendars and scheduling is because sometimes I don't get to what's next on my calendar until that's next on the calendar, because we're all busy, right? And we're all covering so many different things. But this ties in with so many things that we've been talking about this very week. On Monday's show, in this same 8 o'clock hour, I interviewed Joe Cardinale. He's a retired NYPD lieutenant commander. And we were talking about how more police officers die by suicide mm-hmm. than in the line of duty now. Yeah. And we talk so much, you know, you're a military spouse, military family, and our military, we talk about the challenges they face from a mental health standpoint so much, but we so often forget about our first responders and our law enforcement.
Right, right. Yeah, the things that they see on a day-to-day basis in our communities, and seeing these people again and again, it weighs on you for sure. And going to call after call that is really stressful and involving children or people that you know kind of follows you around.
Yeah. And that really ties in with this big event that you've got coming up. And this is about, a little over a month away, but folks can get this on their calendars right now. You have a Montana First Responder Wellness Summit taking place in Kalispell September 9th and 10th, so before the 9/11 anniversary. So I'm assuming you're looking for folks all across Montana to be able to attend this event.
Yes, two-day event at the hotel there in Kalispell. And, tickets are available. I don't know if we could share that poster.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's at the Kalispell Hilton Garden Inn, and lunch is provided both days, and we have the info to register. I'm sure we can post that.
Yeah, we'll get that posted online. We'll get a story on our Montana Talks website and give more details here. And, of course, I'm assuming people can go to the Mason Moore Foundation website to find that. Speaking of the Mason Moore Foundation, another very special guest in studio with us here, Jody Moore is in the house from the Mason Moore Foundation as well. Can't wait to catch up with her right after this quick break right here with Montana Talks. Again, we'll be talking about this Montana First Responders Summit.
It's July 30th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Cheesecake Day, the perfect dessert at the end of a big meal. The history of the cheesecake dates back to ancient Greece, as the sweet treat was fed to athletes. A typical cheesecake recipe uses cream, cottage, or ricotta cheese, along with sugar and eggs. After that, you can let your imagination run wild on other ingredients you wish to use. So whether your style of cheesecake is New York, Chicago, or Philly, just remember to include your favorite toppings. Also on this date, in 1965, President Lyndon Johnson signed Medicare into law. The program would officially go into effect the following year. And in 1975, Teamsters President Jimmy Hoffa disappeared in suburban Detroit. He would be declared legally dead in 1982, and many believe his body was buried somewhere in the parking lot of the home stadium of the New York Giants in New Jersey. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
A message from FireSafe Montana. It has been indicated that Montana is headed towards a significant wildland fire season. Now is the time for you and your community to begin your fuel mitigation efforts. Neighborhood meetings, fuel mitigation around your property, planning escape routes, practicing the route. Right now is the time for action. Your local emergency management agency can be contacted for more information. This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, what an honor to have Jody Moore, the widow of fallen Broadwater County Sheriff's Deputy Mason Moore, on the show with us here in studio ahead of this Montana First Responder Wellness Summit in Kalispell coming up September 9th and 10th. Jody, so great to see you, and always great to hear the incredible work that the Mason Moore Foundation is doing.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I was asking you during the break, how are the kids? How are the family? I can't believe it's been, what, 8 years since your husband was tragically taken from you and from this community. Your boys were 13 years old when that happened?
Yes.
And now they're 22. One's at MSU. Another one's a firefighter in Billings, Montana now. Mm-hmm. And service upon service continues. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, thank you.
How are you doing?
Doing good. Staying busy. Yep. Chasing children. I guess, you know, they're kind of all over everywhere now. So it's just kind of crazy how fast they grow up.
Yeah. Talk about why this Montana First Responder Wellness Summit is so important, and why the Mason Moore Foundation in particular wanted to help get this thing going.
So it kind of started with us kind of after the trial that we went through for Mason's death, with the officers that were involved with that, and also the dispatchers. It was just kind of... it was a big deal, and there were several agencies involved, and just seeing what they went through just over the years waiting for the trial to come up, and then what they went through on the day of the trial, and then the trauma that they went through with the day that Mason was killed. Just seeing what they went through, and then also knowing them and then becoming family, it's just seeing that they go through with their jobs, they go through repeated trauma. They don't just have one. It's like they have multiple traumas that they deal with. And so that kind of put a burden on us, I guess, not a bad burden, but a good burden to take care of them and want to support them. And so we started kind of looking into how can the Mason Moore Foundation help with overall wellness. And so we were looking for ways that we can help reach out to them to help with their mental health wellness and also with their physical wellness, and just what we could do to help support them in that way.
I remember when you first started the Mason Moore Foundation, and, you know, there's gaps at different departments, different, you know, sheriff's offices, police departments. You know, Montana's a rural state. Backup, it could be hours away from a lone lawman out there on the prairie, for example. And so you started raising money. Hey, let's get good body armor for some of these men and women that may not have that available in their respective agency or their department. And, you know, when you think about it from a mental health standpoint, this is another type of body armor, especially as suicide is such a big threat. Not just suicide, but alcoholism and, you know, challenges in marriages and so many other things. This is the type of body armor to protect from that type of stuff.
Exactly. And it's part of the mission is carrying on Mason's work. Because he's not able to be here to continue being a law enforcement officer and a volunteer firefighter. So we feel like we want to continue on his work that he was doing. And this is a way for us to help support the men and women that were his brothers and sisters and that he worked with. And So it's just really important. It's a way that we can kind of wrap our arms around them and try to support them and show them the love, and but also give them tools that they need. Not only the tools like you were mentioning, the body armor, not only those tools, but tools that they need to help keep their bodies, prepared mentally and physically for what they're going through.
Kira Gifford, talk about it from a military spouse standpoint, but you've also worked as a first responder as well. You know, when we talk about body armor, we talk about gaps, you know, at different departments. I interviewed an organization called T6, and they have retreats for first responders, law enforcement in Florida and in Montana to help with PTSD and mental health things as well. And they were telling me how that organization started was because you had military veterans that could get treatment for their PTSD, for their post-traumatic stress. But then they would become law enforcement officers in Florida, and if they said they had mental health issues, they could get fired, and they were told to shut up about it. And Florida changed that, but there's still a lot of shortfalls on that front. So that's why things like this are important, right? And so what we've done to help our military, we oftentimes haven't done to help our law enforcement.
True. Yeah. I think that just since we've taken this on as a foundation, we've started to see a shift and including more first responders in some of those programs. So what we're attempting to do is change that narrative within the state of Montana. And then hopefully we'll also see different states follow suit with that in just changing how we react to that and being able to get them to do their job more efficiently might involve getting them a little bit of help on the back end. We might see a shift in how they're able to perform at their jobs by getting them the help that they need.
Yeah. And Travis Gribble, he is the founder of My Arena. Apparently, he's a retired police sergeant. He's going to be one of the featured speakers at this. Tell us about Travis and what he's going to bring to the table.
Yeah. So what Travis brings is, one, the experience and the relatability. So he did SWAT in Arizona, in Phoenix, one of the bigger cities in Arizona. So he saw quite a bit. And so he's very relatable to these guys and great at what he did.
All right. Well, we'll talk more. Hold that thought. We'll talk more. We got to take a quick break. And we've got a great caller from law enforcement on the phone lines right now as well. Stand up.
Fox Sports Update.
They have a two-game lead in the Central, and the Brewers now 21 games above 500 at 64-43.
The Brewers are the hottest team in baseball.
Birdie on the ground is short. Ortiz throws them out, and the Brewers have taken the first two games 9-3 tonight against the Cubs. Andrew Vaughn, the grand slam. That was the dagger.
On FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin, the Brewers won for the 15th time in 18 games and moved two ahead of the Cubs for first place in the National League Central, dropping Chicago a half game behind the Dodgers in the overall standings. Cubs players wore new T-shirts before the game to honor Cubs legend Hall of Fame second baseman Ryne Sandberg, who died Monday at age 65 after a battle with cancer. The Cubs T-shirts read Forever 23, with Sandberg's jersey number mixed into the word forever. Commemorative patch is also on the Cubs jerseys now, as they will appear for the rest of the season. The patch, a rectangular blue strip with the number 23 in red and Sandberg's signature. While Shohei Ohtani struck out in each of his first four plate appearances for the first time in his Major League career Tuesday against the Reds, the Dodgers came back from 4-2 down to beat Cincinnati 5-4. The Dodgers a game and a half behind the Brewers for the best record in baseball. The Padres scored five runs in the seventh inning and beat the Mets 7-1. Manny Machado had a three-run home run. San Diego has won four games in a row. The Mets' Juan Soto left the game with a bruised foot. He fouled the ball off his foot in the fourth inning. In the Braves' 9-6 loss to the Royals, Atlanta star Ronald Acuna Jr. experienced tightness in his right Achilles tendon. Acuna left the game. He's going on the 10-day injured list. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right into the phone lines here. Yeah, 406-294-0970. If you want to jump in on the conversation here as we chat with Kira Gifford and also with Jody Moore here from the Mason Moore Foundation. By the way, another thing that we're tracking right now, the nomination hearing for Bill Mercer to be a federal judge here in Montana. He was nominated by President Trump to the federal bench. As I understand it, his nomination hearing is taking place in the Judiciary Committee this hour. It should be starting any moment. He's like the third or fourth panelist. Yeah, Caden says it's live right now. Yeah, Caden, yeah, if you want to record audio of that when you see either Senator Daines or if Bill Mercer is there, get audio of that. Or if it's later in the hour, later in the 9 o'clock hour, we might be able to just jump to it live as well. So yeah, maybe I'll queue up that video in here. But let's see. Let's go right in the phone lines. Great guy. Nice surprise phone call here this morning. Captain Kent O'Donnell with the Yellowstone County Sheriff's Office. Captain, thanks for calling in, and great to hear from you.
How you doing this morning, Aaron?
Doing great, doing great. Thanks for the call.
No, thank you for having Jody. Thank both of you enough, one for you bringing this to light and giving her some airtime here, and two, to thank Jody and her crew for everything she always does for law enforcement across the state, the grants they do to these small agencies that can't afford, like you said, body armor or some pieces of equipment. What they have done over the years is just phenomenal, and I can't express my gratitude to Jody. And then the last couple of years, what they've been doing with bringing Travis Gribble and the arena across all the eastern side, western side of the state, they're bringing this to light and bringing mental health and wellness to everybody's attention. You know, this was something that wasn't talked about for so long, and it was almost a taboo to bring it up. And for Jody and her crew to be bringing this around and giving it to law enforcement as another tool to help help get them taken care of and help them do their jobs, I can't thank her and Mason Moore Foundation enough for all that they do.
Well, that's great to hear.
And I know she thought she was going to sneak to town and not without me knowing about it.
yeah. Well, you know, I think back to the memorial service, the funeral service for Yellowstone County Commissioner John Oslin, and you had actually quoted a guest that we had on this show about, you know, it was one of our Freedom Friday, you know, bright side stories of the day. And I think Becky Hillier shared the quote about, you know, leaving your mark, not leaving a scar. And certainly there's scars that are left behind when we lose great Americans like Mason Moore and others. But there's also a big mark that's being left behind by Jody and everybody that's a part of this this foundation here as well.
She does so much work throughout the state that you don't hear about, and I just can't thank her enough for what she turned this tragic point in her life into an incredible foundation, and the work they do for law enforcement, especially for the smaller rural law enforcement agencies that just don't have the resources or the funding to do this kind of thing. And she brings it to them at little or even no charge is just amazing.
Well, Captain O'Donnell, thanks so much for calling in. Great to hear from you.
No, thank you guys. Thanks, Jody.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Any thoughts, Jody, from your standpoint?
I appreciate it, but, you know, I have a small army that walks beside me through all this and helps me with everything, and Kent O'Donnell is a great friend, and so just I couldn't do it without the help. The anger and all that is there, but I can't do all of that without the help and support that I have.
You know, Kira, I thought it was great that we had a captain call into this show, because during the break you were saying how when it comes to this Montana First Responder Wellness Summit that's taking place in Kalispell September 9th and 10th, that's the type of people that you want to attend these types of events. In particular, obviously it's open to all. It's open to, you know, all the ranks, but right. You want to see the leadership there. You want the captains, you want the sheriffs, you want the chiefs, you want the lieutenants, you want the sergeants.
The under sheriffs. Yeah. We want all of those people there because they're the ones that are going to affect change when it comes to mental health and wellness. And if you keep these guys operating in top shape, then you have a great department. And so getting that message to the leadership is crucial at this point.
Yeah, there was, I was telling both of you earlier this morning, there's just a crazy story out of Bozeman. I got a phone call earlier this morning. It'll be on the Montana Talks podcast later this morning. I'm going to get a story on our website as well. But she's a firefighter and a medic with the, you know, the city of Bozeman. And she lost her baby due to an ectopic pregnancy, which, of course, you know, anybody who knows somebody or who's unfortunately lost a baby in the middle of a pregnancy, it's horrible. It's very traumatic. It is an incredible loss. And anyway, the city, she says, denied bereavement leave for her. And then even more shockingly, she says that when she was communicating with the city, that they compared it to losing a pet. And so anyway, that's a big story that's developing. She's not. Yeah. Your thoughts on that? I mean, because I think to me, this just ties into where it's like, again, here we have local first responders and there's always these gaps in support. Or we had issues where we would, you know, just ignore PTSD altogether. Or if they admitted that they were having these struggles, instead of getting them help, they'd get kicked to the curb. And then this just sounds like yet another area where it's like, wait a minute, why are we doing this in this circumstance as well?
Yeah, well, and that's where we're going to see the biggest difference is if we get the leadership in there, then they can see that it's not... this isn't just someone not being able to get through, like just push through. Like it's all in your head. It's a physiological response. PTSD is something that when you smell something, taste something, your body is doing what it's built to do, and your brain is trying to protect you because it says the last time I smelled that I was in this situation and this is what's happening. So your body's activating, it's doing what it's supposed to do, but it's just trying to relearn, okay, when we get here, that's not a saber-toothed tiger that's chasing you. You can find ways of coping and taking a deep breath. But what Travis does is he shares his story, and then there's a licensed clinical psychologist that comes around and says, physiologically, this is what's happening to you. So this is what your brain is doing. It's not just something that you can override and move on. It's a physiological response to this trauma that you've had in the past, whether cumulative or like a big traumatic event. It's not all in your head.
Yeah.
Your body's responding to something.
Yeah, and you have to, like you say, recondition it, get it to learn new ways of responding to this stuff, or sometimes just recognizing what's happening.
Right.
Then you know how to say, okay, just relax. I see what's happening here.
Well, also educating about what therapies or modalities there are out there to help. I think a lot of times we get caught in our own little bubble, and we're like, you know, we just get caught in our own world, and we don't really take time to take care of ourselves and to look out there and see what options there are for treatment. And so this at this summit, they'll be going over like all the options for treatment, what you can do to take better care of yourself. But also at the same time, and not only yourself, but your families. So this Mental Health Wellness Summit, it's encouraged to bring families, like your spouses,
leadership
as well. Yeah, leadership.
Even elected officials come to this, because then when you're having discussions at the state legislature about, wait, what are we doing to provide resources for, you know, law enforcement or first responders, well, you have a little bit more of an idea of why things might need to change.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's probably, you know, from knowing me over the years, I think it's important that you stand up and you have your voice heard. And so I think it's, if you feel that something is not okay and something is not being taken care of the way it should be, then I think it's important that you say something about it or do something about it.
You know, it's interesting. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, I've got Paul Perez, who is the head of the National Border Patrol Council. And look, we got Border Patrol in Northwest Montana. And I know when we had the chief. What was the chief's name? We did a big tour with him last summer. I can picture his crazy hairdo he's got now that he's retired. But he talked about that when we were touring the state, talking about border security. He said, you know, that same problems like we're talking about right now, suicide risk, mm-hmm. you know, family issues, alcoholism issues, it's hitting our Border Patrol agents as well, especially if they had to spend time on that southern border over the last 4 years. So again, you know, this is open, you know, state, local, federal, families, you name it, across the board, and that underscores the importance of it. Yeah, we get the president of the National Border Patrol Council coming up later in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Less than a couple minutes to go here. Again, Mason Moore Foundation, you can find all the details for this Montana First Responder Wellness Summit. Jody Moore, what has been some of the best moments, the best highlights of your time since you started this Mason Moore Foundation?
I would say just knowing that I have the love and support from the people that have walked through this with me. I literally could not have raised my kids. I do not feel like I could have raised my kids without the help of so many people that have supported. So teachers, friends, Kira, families, just our church group and our church family, and just so many people. I mean, in a tragic situation, it's really easy to focus on the negative, and I do get caught in that sometimes, but just the positive of so many people being so loving and so caring of our family, that's been really a blessing.
Well, such an honor to have both of you here in studio with us. Thanks again for your time this morning and making the trip as well. And I guess you got to bring donuts over to Captain O'Donnell now, you know, now that he knows you're in town. So
I tried to sneak in.
He's going to punch me over that donut remark. It happens all the time. All right, great to see both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Broadcasting live across the big sky. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, good. I see we got Tim from Savage back on the phone lines. I told him, I was like, hey, Tim, you got to call back. Call in later this morning because we've got Dr. Dale Williams from Billings Last Diet stopping in to see us. And first off, Doc Williams, great to see you. Thanks for dropping in.
Good morning. Good to see you, Aaron.
Yeah. So it was funny. So earlier I was chatting with our friend Tim from Savage. Have you seen the big controversy over this American Eagle jeans commercial? So Sydney Sweeney is a very popular actress today. She's very beautiful actress, etc. So American Eagle, I was going to use this for the woke update of the week with our friend David Noble, because about a week ago, American Eagle, they ditched kind of the woke ad campaigns, and instead now they're teaming up with this actress, Sydney Sweeney, blonde hair, blue eyes, and to market their jeans, to sell their jeans. And so anyway, it's kind of a throwback to like the 1970s and the 1980s jeans commercials, but all these leftists are like trashing this ad commercial. They're so mad that they're using this pretty white girl in their ads, highlighting her good jeans.
And body shaming in reverse.
It's like reverse body shaming, and it's like they're so angry that they're highlighting a white model in their campaign. It's just crazy. And it's like, they're calling it racist and all sorts of stuff. But yeah. But I was going to joke with our friend Tim and Savage that, because Jesse Waters, he said that, you know, it's no different than why weren't they complaining when Marky Mark was selling jeans, right? And so I was going to joke, Tim and Savage, he lost so much weight thanks to Billings Last Diet. He could be the Marky Mark guy in the jeans commercial now.
There you go. Maybe he ought to get his rep working on that, his agent working on that ad campaign.
It's great, though, because I'm about to hit the road. You see my remote gear right now, and we're taking the show on the road. We're going to be broadcasting live from Kalispell tomorrow, and then I'll be at the Meadow Lake Golf Course on Friday for the Governor's Cup golf tournament. But every time I travel, people are like, holy cow, Aaron, because they remember, 7 years ago, I got back from my last deployment, and I piled on all the pounds, and even though I was working out, and then they're like, man, you've kept the weight off now for 7-8 years. And I was like, well, yeah, I do my monthly check-ins with Billings Last Diet. It's an ideal protein-based program,
and it works great. But now you've got a remote option, so even guys out there on the Mondakistan border are benefiting from your program.
Including Tim and Savage.
Yeah.
It works really well. The remote option gives you every detail that you would were if you were in the if you were in Billings and did an in-person visit, only we just do it through video. And so we have the technology and the means to accommodate anybody across the state.
Yeah, and so basically you ship them a scale that measures, you know,
percent body fat.
Percent body fat, lean muscle mass, everything. They can choose their products, whether it's like the Ideal Protein, protein chips. I love the protein chips. Or even, they look like Rice Krispie Treats. They even taste like Rice Krispie Treats.
Yeah, the Vanilla Krispie Squares.
But they're protein bars.
Yeah.
And you ship it all to them. They weigh in. You do your video chat with your diet coach.
Yep.
And it's working. I know at first you were thinking, I don't know if this is going to
work. We were really hesitant because the coaching is so critical because that's where a lot of the education takes place. And we found that coaching doesn't lack a bit when it's on a video conference. For our dieters that are remote.
Yeah. And it's crazy, too. Now, I think people are more and more realizing how important diet is when it comes to so many different health conditions and different health problems facing our country. Last week, I told our listeners how, a week ago Tuesday, I took that morning off because I had a colonoscopy, my first ever colonoscopy scheduled. And so, of course, I'm asking a million questions of the doctors and the nurses and, you know, and they were telling me that they're seeing younger people now with colon cancer, even in their 30s.
Yeah.
So that's why they want younger people getting a colonoscopy. And I said, well, what's driving it? And he says, well, we think it's diet related. And so there you go again. It's not just about, you know, trimming down, slimming down for your 20-year reunion or for a vacation.
It's not losing weight. It's gaining health. That's what we've been saying lately. Sure, you do lose weight, but your health gains are just huge, just an enormous increase in your ability to function physiologically the way your body's supposed to function. But you feel so much better as well, so you get more out of life.
Yeah. Speaking of Tim and Sabbath, let's go into the phone lines now. So, Tim, you did the remote option for Billings' last diet. You lost over 100 pounds. You're looking great. You did like a Spartan race or something recently. Didn't you do some crazy marathon or Spartan race or something like that?
Well, no, my knees don't allow me to do the Spartans anymore. I did used to do Spartans. I trifected it several years ago. But, no, I've done two half marathons this summer. So I've been able to get out and do some running, and my knees and my hips don't hurt anymore after those runs. But what I wanted to call in this morning about is just the testimonial of Phase 3. And like Dr. Williams was saying, the coaching – and I had great coaching all the way through, but probably the most powerful part was the graduation from phase two to phase three, how much more I learned at that as well. Because it's easy to follow the protocols and stick with it and drop the weight, but then putting those lifestyle changes into effect and maintaining, that's where the challenge is for everybody. And I just have embraced it, and I haven't had the problems with it. But then you talk about travel. I've had a wild July. I was on the road for three straight weeks, and I came back at the end of the month, and I was up a few pounds and not where I wanted to be. But within a week's time, I was able to make adjustments, and I was able to pull that right back off. And I haven't felt like I've missed out on anything. But then this last Sunday, I did the baptism for one of my youngest granddaughter. And, of course, I had to have some cake afterwards. So I had a first piece of cake in like 9 months. I was sick to my stomach afterwards. I did not like it. It was not. It looked beautiful, but it didn't taste like I remembered it tasting. And so my body doesn't crave that. My body is craving the lean meats, smaller portions, and the vegetables. I mean, I've been on the road right now on my way back home. I just swung through the store, grabbed a bag of lettuce, a bunch of celery, asparagus, cucumbers. I'm looking forward to eating some green veggies when I get home.
And you start to crave good things and not crave the bad things as much. And even if you do, you know, have your cheat day or you have a little bit of this or a little bit of that, you know exactly what to do to get right back on. Yeah, Tim, no, that's a great testimonial. Great to hear from you. Thanks so much for the call. And Doc, this points out that, like, okay, there's a lot of people out there that they can lose weight, they can trim down, slim down, whatever, but what leads to an actual lifestyle change to where you keep it off for life now, and you're not in the same boat 6 months or a year down the road again.
And that's why we call Billings' last diet your last diet, is because our goal is not just to help you lose weight, but to keep it off for the rest of your life. So congratulations to Tim for realizing that it's the education long-term. And Aaron, you've been a great example of this for seven, going to be 8 years this fall, I think, that you started. And so it's developing that lifestyle to where you don't feel like you're deprived, but you still like, you still eat healthy. There's never, in phase three, during the maintenance phase, there's never anything that you can't have, but you know how to do it appropriately. So as Tim from Savage mentioned, he came back from a trip and was up a few pounds. Well, the great thing is he knows now how to trim off 3 or 4 or 5 pounds instead of trying to take 30, 40, or 50 pounds, keep it tuned up.
That's right. Yeah, the yo-yo diet concept is still there, except for, you know, yo-yoing 3 to 5 pounds versus 30 to 45 pounds is a much different yo-yo effect on the body, because sometimes those big swings too often can be pretty bad for you as well.
To keep it off the rest of your life doesn't mean there's a magic wand or a magic pill that you take that says, I'm going to stay this percent body fat or this weight for the rest of your life. It's the education you learn on how to combine your foods appropriately, how to make sure your portions are correct, and how to enjoy life, but also know how to go back to the healthy eating once you've enjoyed a cheat day or a vacation to Mexico or something like that.
I'll tell you what, if you are in the Billings area, if you're one of our KBUL listeners, of course you can go to billingslastdiet.com. you can call 294-6751 and go in person, but anybody outside of Billings, all across the state, just like Tim out there in Savage, you can do the remote option, and it's working. We had a listener in Bozeman who lost nearly 100 pounds as well. He said the same thing Tim said. He said his knees don't hurt anymore. He's in his 60s. He said he goes on walks with his wife and everything. And so, and I love the Ideal Protein products. I mean, those chips, they're some, like, I'm hitting the road, they're my favorite snacks to bring on the road. And, you know, before, you'd be tempted to go spend all this money getting fast food while you're driving across the state. Now I can pop into a gas station, get a protein bar, and even some veggies oftentimes now. And you're good to go. And you feel good. And you can even stay on a good routine even while you're in the middle of a chaotic travel schedule.
So whether you've got 15, 20, or 30 pounds like Aaron lost, 33 pounds, or whether you've got 100 or more pounds to lose, we've got a program that will help you, and education to help you keep it off for the rest of your life. So we would welcome anybody to look into the program.
By the way, our oldest son enlisted in the Coast Guard last week. Congratulations. That is so great. Incredible. And by the way, you know, like kids, and he told me I could share this story, they told him, okay, you're good to go, but you need to lose a little bit of weight. It was a quick turnaround, but he did it.
Yeah.
We got him on Billings' last diet, and that's how he was able to make it happen. So big thanks to your team for that. That's awesome. And talk about a life changer there. It's going to be so cool. Doc, great to see you as always.
Thanks, Aaron.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now Miranda Devine writes, $1 trillion worth of Obama-era greenhouse gas regulations for cars and trucks and engines will be gotten rid of this year, along with the unpopular stop-start feature in vehicles. Sounds like a death trap. And the EPA proposal to repeal the 2009 endangerment finding represents a massive rollback to U.S. climate action. But with this proposal, the Trump EPA is proposing to end 16 years of uncertainty for automakers. And Zeldin claims the repeal will save Americans as much as $50 billion annually on cheaper cars by slashing greenhouse gas emission standards on vehicles. I mean, why do we do this to people? Why do we burden people? Why didn't government get out of our way?
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, Sean Hannity here, and these are certainly uncertain times with everything happening overseas. We've got to be on high alert here at home. Everyone needs to go to BYRNA.com. Why? I want you to see this non-lethal technology that can save lives, and you will see their compact launcher, the world's smallest, less lethal pistol launcher. And you can incapacitate any perpetrator, regardless of size, 30 to 40 minutes. The great thing about Burner is it has kinetic rounds designed to incapacitate these people. The compact launcher is perfect for women if you want protection and you don't want to carry a firearm, and you can put it in your purse and nobody will know you have it. Burner, no background check, can be shipped directly to your door. BYRNA is trusted by all of the professionals because the technology is so superior and a great alternative to Lipo Force. Visit BYRNA.com today and find the right launcher for you and your family. That's BYRNA.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Canceled or delayed flights can cost travelers a lot of dough, and getting an airline to pay you back for expenses isn't impossible, but it involves a lot of work. Airline passengers have very few rights, according to Paul Hudson, president of Flyers Rights. Customers are entitled to a refund if a flight is canceled for any reason or significantly delayed, and they opt not to travel, according to the Transportation Department. This policy extends to non-refundable tickets, but the DOT makes that determination on a case-by-case basis. While airlines are required to provide refunds in these circumstances if requested, they aren't barred from offering other ways to correct the situation and often offer a passenger the opportunity to rebook on another flight or a voucher or credit for future travel. In these situations, customers will need to speak with an airline representative and ask for an involuntary refund. And not all customer service reps will be familiar with this term, but Hudson says it could be magic words for a quick refund. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, my goodness. They call everybody Nazis. These left-wing nut jobs, and even some of these nut jobs on the right. They always throw out the term Nazis and fascists. I tell you, these anti-Israel nut jobs that provide cover fire for the Hamas terrorists. That kind of prompted a rant on X earlier this morning. I was scrolling through the Montana politics hashtag, and I see one of these liberal Democrats, Nazis, fascists. And I'm like, you know, the actual Nazis were allies with radical Islamists in World War II. Go read some freaking history books here. And then now today, the same people that are backing the radical Islamists call the people that are defending the Jews Nazis. You know that Netflix series Stranger Things? They must be coming out with another season soon, because here we are. We are back in the upside down. But speaking of Nazis, that's what these liberal nut jobs are saying about the actress Sydney Sweeney's new ad campaign for American Eagle. They're saying that because the company is highlighting a blue-eyed, blonde-haired woman and her beautiful jeans, that somehow it's fascist, it's Nazis. Anyway, listen to what Texas Senator Ted Cruz had to say about that. He was talking about how, you know, here are the Democrats that want to defund the police. And then when deranged gunman shoots a bunch of innocent people in New York City, what do they want to do? They still want to take away your ability to defend yourselves. This was Ted Cruz on with Sean Hannity last night.
That is the policy of today's Democrats. If you are low income, if you're African American, if you're Hispanic, guess what? The Democrats want to take police officers away from you because your children don't deserve to be protected. And in fact, they will fight harder for the criminals than they will for your kids. And there's a reason why Democrats today have the lowest poll numbers. The Wall Street Journal just came out with a poll, the lowest poll numbers since they've been polling in three decades. Because when you pick every issue and you take the wrong side of an 80-20 issue or the wrong side of a 90-10 issue, you know, this week the Democrats have decided with the Sydney Sweeney jeans ads that they hate beautiful women. Like, that's just a little nuts for them to say, I'm sorry, we're the Democrats. Beautiful women are no longer acceptable in our society. That's just how extreme these radicals and these Marxists have gotten.
Well, they just hate white women especially. They have a particular hatred for beautiful white women in particular. Speaking of the Democrats, what are the Democrats up to now? This ties in with our conversation coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We've got the head of the National Border Patrol Council joining us here in just a few minutes. Maryland Democrats are staging a sit-in at an ICE field office. Chad Pergram has the report from Capitol Hill.
Maryland Democrats contend DHS wouldn't give them a sit-down at an ICE office in Baltimore, so they decided instead
to sit in. Democrats say they wanted to conduct congressional oversight of how the Trump administration handles those in federal custody. Republicans say it was all for show. ICE says it wasn't even a detention facility, just an office to process those arrested. Democrats say the Trump administration is overstepping its bounds. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says Van Hollen cares more about, quote, monsters than protecting American victims. But Democrats are unbound.
All right. By the way, here's Tom Homan. He was on with Jesse Waters last night talking about these grandstanders, grandstanding for those bad hombres.
Van Hollen. When he shows up for a stunt like that, does he call ahead and say, I'm the senator from the state of Maryland. I'd like to schedule a visit. Could you please tour me around so I can conduct oversight? Or does he just show up with no phone call and cameras?
Exactly. They just show up unannounced and then get a follow up. If you want to say the American people don't know what we're doing, I'll tell you what we're doing. I look at the data every morning. First thing I do, 20, 25 pages of data. 70% of everybody we arrest is a criminal. Who's the other 30%? National security threats, final orders of deportation, gang members. We're doing exactly what President Trump promised the American people we'd do.
All right, we got to hold it right there. Back after this. There are some exciting matchups in the 2025 Legion Baseball Tournament. Hey, guys, our producer, Caden Bjornstedt, he's been doing some great things, umpiring some games this summer, so he did a big write-up for us. You know, football may be right around the corner, but playoff baseball is in full swing here in Montana. Eyes turn north to Medicine Hat, Alberta. That's where the Montana kids will be playing in the state AA championship. So check out Caden's preview. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.